This is Woody Grant.
We are now authorized to pay $1 million to Woodrow T. Grant of Billings, Montana.
This is his son.
You didn't win anything. It's a complete scam. So you gotta stop this, okay?
I'm running out of time.
This is his wife.
I never knew the son of a bitch even wanted to be a millionaire. He should have thought about that years ago and worked for it.
How much longer is he gonna be around? What's the harm in letting him have his little fantasy for just a couple more days?
This is his family.
Woody, here's the talk of the town. Why didn't you tell us you was rich, Woody?
David said not to.
You got it on you. Yeah, we sure would like to see what $1 million looks like.
And this is the problem.
Woody hit it rich, and I don't see any of it. That would be wrong.
Are you threatening my family?
Hey everybody, it's Bina 007 back with a 10-minute spoiler-free movie review of the most wonderful movie, Alexander Payne's new film Nebraska, which, oh my goodness, it made me laugh, it brought me to the verge of tears. It's the kind of movie that you remember the visuals, you remember the characters, it reminds you of your own family, it reminds you of your own nostalgic past, and you leave the theatre and you just want to ring up your dad and tell him that you love him. In fact, I think I love this movie so much, it may be my favourite of the festival so far, even beating out Gravity, which is, you know, it's big fighting talk, but let me tell you a little bit more about the film. So it stars Bruce Dern as this ageing man called Woody Grant, and he's an alcoholic, he's had a troubled past, and he gets one of those scam letters through the post from a publisher that says that, you know, if you send off this many magazine subscriptions, you're going to get $1 million. And he and his frail dotage believes it, and his wonderful, caring young son, David, played by Will Forte, decides that he's going to pander to his father's fantasy and take him on a road trip across three states to Lincoln, Nebraska, to the office of the publisher to collect his winnings. But obviously, you know, going on a road trip with Woody is not straightforward. The guy's wandering off, he's losing his memory, and he gets into an accident. So the guys make a detour to Hawthorne, which is Woody's hometown, and they spend a lot of time with his family, and, you know, it's really fun seeing David get a picture, just as his father is really, you know, very aged, of who this man was, what he did in the war, who his first loves were, the gripes and griefs that he had with his family and his business partners. It's like this wonderful collage of a personality gets built up. And as it happens, you just get so much respect for Woody and for David. You really invest in their relationship and this idea that the son is going to do whatever it takes to make his old man happy. And you start to unpack some of the relationships around. So early on in the film, the relationship with Woody and his wife is played totally for laughs. She's this like completely hilarious, nagging harridan of a woman. But as you progress through the film, you see that she really does love him. And there's a lot of really wonderful screen time with this family of four, David's brother, played by Bob Odenkirk, because as the townsfolk in Hawthorne buy into the fact that this guy's a millionaire, of course they all start coming out of the woodwork asking for cash, and that really reunites the family against all their detractors. And there's this really wonderful, almost like Coen Brothers style scene, where the two brothers decide they're going to liberate an old compressor that they think Ed Pegram, who's like the villain of the piece, played with marvelous kind of subversion by Stacey Keach. So that just adds yet another kind of aspect of goofball comedy. And really for me, what this film is it's this really authentic, relatable material. Anyone who's got a family is going to relate to those inane conversations you have around the dinner table and the petty rivalries that go on for generations. But it's also balanced with this dark, wonderful, cutting humour and then leavened by this just sweet, sweet heart of gold that is embodied in the character of David. Will Forte and Bruce Dern, both really exceptional in this film. Although I have to say that if anyone's the Steen Sealer, it's really Jane Squibb as the wife Kate, and my goodness, give that woman a Best Supporting Actress nomination. But every part of this production is wonderful. You've got these amazing black and white widescreen visuals, photographed by Feed and Papa Michael, lingering shots of neglected old small towns and the American landscape, really stunning. And a really, truly beautiful soundtrack. You had a bit of it in that clip at the start, but You know, I rarely buy movie soundtracks, but this is definitely one that I want to buy and keep. It's stunning and adds so much warmth and character to the movie. So it really is one of those films that just totally every single part is firing on all cylinders, and it adds up to more than the sum of the parts. And unlike some of Alexander Payne's previous films, which I felt have sometimes dragged a little or had their kind of pacing issues, this is just absolutely tight, absolutely gripping all the way through. And I really can't encourage you to see it more. I think it's a wonderful movie, a movie you should see with your family and enjoy many times. I can't wait to see it again. So, you know, kudos to all involved, especially Alexander Payne, to the writer Bob Nelson that I'd never really heard of before, but what an amazing script, especially to Will Forte and Bruce Dern. Can't recommend the film enough. If you agree or disagree with my take, please feel free to leave a comment on the blog at Bina007. And as usual, the release schedule and end credits after the music.
Old man, look at my life, I'm a lot like you. Oh man, look at my life, I'm a lot like you were. Oh man, look at my life, 24 and there's so much more. Live alone in a paradise that makes me think of two. Love lost, such a cost. Give me things that don't get lost, like a coin that won't get tossed, rolling home to you.
Nebraska is rated R in the USA and has a running time of 110 minutes. It played Cannes and London 2013. It opens in the USA on November 22nd, in the UK and Ireland on December 6th, in the Netherlands on December 19th, and then in 2014 it opens in Argentina on February 6th, Sweden on February 7th, Belgium on February 19th, and Italy on February 20th. Thank you for listening.